relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
All right, so if you've been paying attention, listening for the last couple of days, you know that I've ventured west, young man. Not so young, but I'm venturing. At the weekend, Mr. G and I went to Arizona to see Sheriff Lamb, to actually investigate, see the evidence of the human trafficking into America. Unbelievable evidence that you'll be seeing on my show on Newsmax, The Gorka Reality Check. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air 10 p.m. Eastern, The Gorka Reality Check. If you're using a cable service that does not provide you with Newsmax, the new anti-Fox, the new conservative TV broadcast platform, then get the app for free. You can watch every show live on your phone, on your tablet. Just download the Newsmax app today. So you're going to see that evidence. But after that, we came with family to California. And yesterday, after I left the studio, I switched on the radio in the car, a rental car, and I couldn't listen to the usual conservative talk radio. I couldn't receive it where I was, or there was some issue with the radio. And so I started listening to local left-wing talk radio. And I may have just stepped into Alice in Wonderland. Worse than that, it was like an episode from the Twilight Zone. And it was instructive. It was so... All right, let me illustrate it this way. Here's a story about a New York radio host that gives you insight into the world of the left. On Monday night, this is from our good buddy Hank Berrien. On Monday night, a New York radio host streamed herself on Facebook, screaming, "F the police." Then only hours later drove her Volkswagen, although she had a suspended license, into an NYPD highway officer, killing him, before she sped away and was only later apprehended. Police report that her blood alcohol level was nearly twice the legal limit. On her Face the Reality radio show, right? Okay, Face the Reality, that's the name of her show. Jessica Beauvais, 32, posted a nearly two-hour-long new Facebook stream in which she spoke of the trial of Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, saying, quote, "This week we are going to talk about the ignorance that was the Derek Chauvin trial, or the ignorance that is essentially just the effing justice system." I am editing this for obvious reasons. And played the song, she played the song on her live stream, "F the Police" by NWA. She said, quote, "Like NWA say about the police, if you're gonna kill me, at least I get to take someone with me." This is a New York radio host, okay? "I'm one of those people. If I'm gonna go, someone is coming with me. This is before she killed that police officer. Throughout the video, this is a later report by the Daily Mail. Of course, it's always the... Why is it a British newspaper? Later report from the Daily Mail. Throughout the video, Beauvais is seen vaping and drinking an unknown dark liquid from a plastic cup, and at one point washes down the contents of a red shot glass with a bottle of Snapple. Police sources claim, according to the Daily Mail, that she later confessed to guzzling vodka before the deadly incident. "What happened to fighting?" she asked. "I grew up on fighting. I like to fight. My hands and my feet and teeth. It does something for me. What does it do for you? Effing people up never stop being a thing. Shooting people is still whack. It means you can't fight. It means you're a cop." After signing off her show at about 2 a.m. by saying, "F the police, F them," Beauvais drove, clearly utterly drunk, onto the Long Island Expressway, where Anastasios Tsakos, 43, NYPD police officer, was redirecting traffic after a separate fatal car accident. ABC 7 reports, Tsakos was in full reflective gear next to a marked police car with flashing lights and a series of cones. Okay, so utterly visible at the scene of a prior deadly accident. Tsakos, Officer Tsakos, was the father of two. A three-year-old son and a six-year-old daughter. He was sent 100 feet in the air when Beauvais hit him. And he was later pronounced dead in hospital. Beauvais' windshield was completely shattered. Nevertheless, she drove multiple exits past killing him down the expressway, eventually driving onto a curb. When police surrounded the vehicle, she allegedly backed into a police car in an attempt to get away. Now, why is this interesting? Cops die every day. People get drunk, run into pedestrians, doesn't make the news. This is fascinating because of the insight it affords us into the mind of the left, the collective insanity of the left. Did she intend to kill that police officer, that father of two? Did Jessica, I mean, she said it in her two-hour-long Facebook stream that, "If I'm going to die, I'm going to take one of them with me." Did she mean that? Was she just posturing? Yeah, probably. Probably she was just trying to sound tough and sound cool. But she did drive drunk on a suspended license, and killed a man, a father of a three-year-old son and a six-year-old daughter. Even if she didn't mean to kill that man, which I don't think she did, because you don't run away from the scene like that if it was intentional. You'd probably try and take out some more cops, right? But it doesn't matter, because of what she said, the rhetoric that she published about F the police and kill them if you're going to die. Take them with you. There is a very, very thin line between civilization and blood-soaked anarchy. In the modern world, most cities, most conurbations, most towns, if you go to the local grocery, because of, you know, produce on demand and ship on order, the average serious municipality is about 72 hours worth of food available. Okay? If the system breaks down, if there's civil unrest, most houses will be out, if you're not prepared, if you're not a Mormon, if you haven't stocked up, will be out of food by the end of the week. One of the defenses against that, and after I met the guys yesterday morning in the coffee house, I spent the evening with the firefighters here in San Francisco at the Third Ladder, Third Station House, and man, that was an eye-opener. God bless all of you. Thank you. Thank you, Captain, for inviting me last night. The line between the incredible, incredible comfort we live every day, and I don't care what socioeconomic strata you live in, most people in America have cell phones, most people have access to the internet, most people get really snippy if their Wi-Fi service isn't good. The line between that and blood-soaked chaos and anarchy is a very thin one. And that line is manned, or was manned, by people like Officer Tsakos. People like Officer Tsakos that Miss Beauvais and her fellow Democrats utterly hate. And it's our job to have their back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. So much more to share. We're only just getting started. This is the Salem Radio Network. The show is America First, and we are coming to you live from the 860 AM The Answer Studios in California. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, and that's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/GORKA right now to learn more.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
All right, it's official. I've decided we need more level 42. What do you think, Chad? Can we make that happen?
If you want, this hour could just be the level 42 hour. I have
Let's
that.
Let's do it! I mean, that's how much planning we do. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was up all night, as I said previously, writing all of your scripts and now getting all of this level 42 music ready.
Excellent. That's how we like to roll. And especially when we've got amazing guests. A man who, I just asked him in the break as he came on, how's he doing? And what was his response? Well, I'm not in D.C., so I'm great. He represents Florida's 19th Congressional District, a freedom fighter, pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, liberty-loving Congressman Byron Donalds. Welcome back to America First.
Nah, Sebastian, great to be online with you. Hello, everybody.
We love it. Look at that attitude. I can see him now over the phone lines waving to our 3 million listeners plus everybody watching on Rumble. He's in a good mood. He's in a good mood. Why? Because Sleepy Creepy's going to give a speech. He's going to address the nation. Are you excited about Beijing Biden's speech, Byron Donalds?
No, I'm not, to be honest with you. I think first of all, the chamber is going to be like half empty. You know, I was asked if I was going to be there. I said, I'm not going back to D.C. to listen to him ramble on and on with crazy policy after crazy policy. And plus, you know, I believe, you know, I'm trying to take the left side when it comes to climate change, so I didn't want to increase my carbon footprint by flying back to D.C.
So, all right, on that massive respect for science, I need your help, okay? You're a freshman. You're not a swamp creature yet. I don't think you're ever going to be. But can you unpack this for me, Congressman Donalds? How is it that in this half-empty chamber that Biden's going to address, that the members of the House are going to have to wear masks, but the senators aren't? How does that? What is the magic, the Fauci magic that's going on there?
You know what? This isn't even Fauci magic. This is Nancy Pelosi and her stupidity. I mean, this rule is so damn dumb. It doesn't make any sense. So the president, so no member of the House has been able to actually speak without their mask on their face. I was given a floor speech. I got in trouble because my mask fell down because, you know, I'm talking and the thing was falling down off my face. And so they're like, you have to stop your comments and pull your mask back up. And I'm like, nobody's within 10 feet of me. Like, what are you talking about? Yet the president will be allowed to take his mask off. Senators are like, I'm not wearing them. And here's the thing about it all, Sebastian. All the members of Congress have been vaccinated.
Right.
All, especially the elderly members. They've all been vaccinated. So if the vaccine does what a vaccine does, which is stop you from getting something, why are they concerned? This is all for show. Because let me tell you what happens behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, when the members aren't on camera, we're not wearing our masks. We have some members
what?
Who wear them all over the place through the hallways, but when they go in their offices, they're not wearing their masks, and they're talking to their staffs and doing all kinds of stuff because they're on the Zoom calls for committees. So it's all for show. It's all politics. It is dumb. It doesn't make any sense. One of the reasons I wasn't going back. And so, you know, we're going to see him drone on in an empty room because Nancy doesn't want us all being there to spread COVID, but we can't spread it because virtually all of Congress has been vaccinated. Doesn't make much sense.
Now, you're a young guy. You're a hip guy. Are you a Joe Rogan fan, Byron?
Yeah, actually, I am. I like Joe, man. He's a good guy.
Okay, so this thing that he is now being crucified by the wokeisters because he said, and he's a pretty fit guy, MMA fighter as was, and he said, if you're young and healthy, you shouldn't get vaccinated. Is he a science denier, Congressman?
No, he's smart because if you actually get COVID and you're young, the vast, vast, vast majority of the time, you're asymptomatic or your symptoms are quite mild. The people who definitely needed to get vaccinated, people who were frankly, in the target area where we were having major issues with hospitalization and death, and it's people who are plus 65, people with health conditions. But if you're largely healthy, that's a decision for you to make. Like, so I want to tell you, Sebastian, I haven't gotten vaccinated. I'm 42 years old. I had COVID in late October. I had a fever for a day and a half. I was tired for 4 days. And after that, I just sat around my house watching The Walking Dead because I needed to do something because I had to be in quarantine. Somebody like me, I'm not going to go get the vaccine. I'm just not going to do it. But my mom, who's about to be 70 years old, yeah, I told her, Ma, go get vaccinated. Like, you need to do this. And so I think what's going to happen right now is that you have about another 2 to 3 weeks where Americans, and it's really already started, they're like, enough. We don't care, and we're done. That's why the UFC arena over in Jacksonville was packed, and people had a great time. Americans just want to get back to life. The politicians are way behind the curve on this because they're trying to milk COVID for everything they can get just to pass their agenda. It's frankly, it's just downright crazy. It's stupid, and it doesn't follow science. Joe Rogan's right.
Follow this man right now. Show him some love. Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, Byron Donalds on Twitter. There's no way you're 42, dude. Are you 42?
Sebastian, black don't crack, man. I'm 42.
That is science. Black does not crack, and he is proof of it, living proof. We've got 3 minutes left. Let's talk about, I know you're a massive Second Amendment promoter. You're a champion for our Second Amendment rights. Is it true that congressmen and women are still getting magnetometered when they come into the floor of the House?
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't make any sense because we walk into the building, we don't have to walk through the magnetometers. But when we go onto the floor, we have to. And I heard Maxine Waters talk about it. Like, yeah, you know, we have members who carry. Well, you know, let me, you know, for your listeners, Sebastian, members of Congress have been carrying on the floor since the beginning of the Republic. It's just something that just kind of happened.
Now, when he says carrying, he's not talking about a cup of coffee, okay, guys? Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, we're not allowed to bring beverages on the floor. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm making up rules as we go along. You know, I'm learning from Pelosi. But, you know, going back to it, members have always been carrying. They've concealed carry. It wasn't until January 6th that all of a sudden the Democrats were freaking out, saying, oh, my gosh, but there are other members who are carrying. And I asked them specifically. I said, do you have any credible threat from one member to another member of the House of Representatives? The answer is no. So I said, so then why are you making the members walk through metal detectors? Explain this to me. So all it does is just piss people off. But, you know, I saw they fined Jim Clyburn because he bypassed the metal detectors. So I think once they start getting fined, they're going to be like, this is dumb. Take it down.
So what is the logic? Is it like Fauci's mask magic? Does the Second Amendment suddenly not apply when you're in on Capitol Hill and if you're a congressman?
Apparently. I don't know. I mean, look, the logic is there is no logic. What happened was that the Democrats in their conference were just scared after January 6th, and they came up with all these crazy ideas that they applied to the entire House. And it doesn't make any sense. It's inconvenient. And by the way, and look, let me just say this. When you're a member of Congress, yeah, you're afforded, you're afforded certain liberties because obviously they give us the name honorable wherever we go, even though some of us don't deserve it, but they give us honorable in front of our name for like the rest of our lives. And so you're voted on by people to go there. For us to have to go through metal detectors in order to go cast a vote on behalf of my constituency is ridiculous and outrageous. And here's the other thing. They haven't recovered any weapons. Even the Capitol Police that have to do it, they just kind of do their job, but they don't even want to do it anymore because there is no threat. And that's why it's crazy. But this is Nancy Pelosi's world in the House of Representatives.
It's so crazy. They can bring new legislation. They can vote on new legislation to do with guns, but they can't carry any. Follow this man. He's one of the champions. ByronDonalds.com is his website. Byron Donalds is his Twitter handle. And when you're back in the swamp, Congressman, are you going to come in studio for a longer chat?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to do that. That'll be better.
Let's do that.
This will be great.
Oh, yeah. And in the meantime, he's in the free state of Florida. Jealous. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. God bless. Back after these messages. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the 860 AM The Answer studios in Fremont, California. ReliefFactor.com is the place you have to go if you're in daily pain and have failed to find relief. Tens of thousands of Americans are being liberated from their daily pain because of this incredible product. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free. That should be you. That could be you. And there's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of others. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
And people say, do you think it's safe to get vaccinated? I've said, yeah, I think for the most part, it's safe to get vaccinated. I do. But if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no.
Yeah.
Are you healthy? Are you a healthy person? Like, look, don't do anything stupid, but you should take care of yourself. You should, if you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, and like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
He may not be an epidemiologist, but he's probably the world's most popular podcaster, and he's a man who has a common sense approach to the deadliest export from communist China, the Wuhan China virus. That's Joe Rogan, who is creating a complete firestorm on the left. He's not exactly a Trumpster. He's not exactly a classic conservative. I think he would, if he labeled himself, although he did believe in UFOs for a while. I think he is a libertarian at heart. And he said, what are you talking about? follow the science. Look at the figures. It's not dangerous to children. And if you're young and healthy, well, it's your choice, but you shouldn't have to get the vaccine. And that is his sin. But you got to look at the establishment. They're going continually in the opposite direction. They're not letting up on the pressure. Saint Anthony himself, video cut 11, Fauci on the Today Show. Play cuts.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it, yeah. Beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Why? It would be nice if somebody actually asked him a question, the fake news, legacy, lying media complex. Why? Children are not at risk. If there's no underlying pre-existing conditions, if we're not talking about the aged, the overweight, those with diabetes, Why are you abusing those children? They need social contact. They need to see each other's faces. It's been a year. We are talking about a disease that has a mortality rate of less than 0.5%. If you're wearing a mask and you're healthy, if your children are wearing a mask because you put it on them and they're healthy, you're a cretin. You're an imbecile, you're a sheep. And what better example than Don Lemon? Cut five, play cut.
But the thing is that if the former guy and others who are vaccine hesitant, and I know there are some reasons for it, pregnant women, okay, fine. But for people just to say, I don't want to take it for no good reason because the former guy says they shouldn't or because they believe it was a hoax, as he said, that's ridiculous. That's actually stopping people from being able to relax other guidelines and the mask guidelines because you're not vaccinated.
Hey, is Mr. G there? Jeff, are you online?
I'm here.
Who's the former guy? Don Lemon said twice, if the former guy said, who's he talking about?
He's talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, you mean the president of the United States?
Yes.
Who got 74 million votes last year. That guy?
Yes, who I think also had the vaccine, too. And he's saying that he's telling people not to get the vaccine.
You mean the guy who created Operation Warp Speed and developed 3 vaccines in a year that's never been done before? That guy?
Yep, that's him.
Okay, so you are the person who follows these crazies. I'm just trying to remember. In the last 4 years, did Don Lemon call Obama the last guy, the former guy?
No, I think he even called him the president always as if he was still the president. Yes, he always called him the president.
That's so weird. Such journalistic integrity. Thank you for helping me out there, Mr. G. And then, of course, when we want to be enlightened, when we want the truth to come down from the mountain, the true Einstein of the legacy lying media, Joy Reid told us about what she does in her spare time when she's not being an absolute homophobic bigot. Don't forget her blog posts. Cut six, play cut.
And Dr. Gupta, I am among the fully vaccinated, joined Team Pfizer, and I did go jogging today in the park, and I did, this was the mask that I wore with a doctor's mask under it.
Double, what? So she says she's doing something to be healthy, go jogging. I'm not sure I believe her. And then she's wearing a double mask. That's a self-indictment. Another imbecile. Free yourselves. Stick to reliable sources, especially talk radio. And right now, because I was in a little back and forth with somebody today, a former guest on the show, who thought a certain outlet was reliable, and it isn't. It's Newsweek, bunch of bloody never Trumpers, except for the op-ed page editor. Let's post the most popular article we have, Eric, the 14 reliable conservative news sources. Do it now. Stick to those and don't listen to the homophobes. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code GORKA. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code GORKA, MyPillow.com.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Massively important. Not many things much more important than getting a good night's sleep. Do what I do. I'm traveling. I'm on the road. But I don't go anywhere without my travel MyPillow. Why? Because it is a guarantor of a good night's sleep. If you want a pillow that never loses its shape, never gets hot, more than 51 million sold, even President Trump loves them, please order yours today. Support Mike Lindell, a great supporter of this show, an American patriot who they're trying to cancel. Go to MyPillow.com today. Use my name for up to 66% off for any of his incredible products. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. So last year, I read something on the air. It was one of the most popular things we've ever posted on YouTube. Since we were terminated on YouTube because they're fascists, subscribe on Rumble now, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And because things are even worse than they were last year, I'm going to share it again because it's that important. It's a public letter from a fourth generation police officer who served in Oklahoma. And you need to listen to it. And you need to spread the message. The nasty words we, the police, get called all the time have now turned into rocks, bottles, and gunfire. It's over, America. We are leaving. This is the hardest thing I have ever written. I grew up in a law enforcement family. My father worked his way up to the rank of captain at the Fort Smith, Arkansas Police Department. As a kid, I remember going with him on Friday to pick up his check, and I was in awe of the superheroes he worked around. My dad sacrificed a lot, and so did my late mother. Whether it was the week-long surveillance or wiretap or chasing drug runners across the country, he gave it all for my family and worked plenty of extra details to never let our family be without. Some would call that privilege, but where I grew up, it was called hard work. The kids at school thought it was cool that my dad did what he did, and while he sometimes asked me if anyone gave me a hard time, they never did. There was respect among all, even the kids in shop class. I didn't grow up wanting to be a cop, but one fateful night as a freshman in college, that all changed. I went on a ride along, and my life's journey would never be the same. After 4 years of college, my dad wanted me at an agency that respected that education, so I moved to Tulsa at 21 and never looked back. I didn't know anyone, and all I knew was what I saw my dad do. Work hard and treat people with respect. I saw a lot of other cops working hard as well and doing all they could to keep the community safe. 27 years has passed, and if you would have told me the condition of law enforcement today, I would never have believed you. It's not that law enforcement has changed for the worse, but everything around it has. The mentally ill used to get treatment, and now they just send cops. Kids used to be taught respect, and now it's cool to be disrespectful. Supervisors used to back you when you were right, but now they accuse you of being wrong in order to appease crazy people. Parents used to get mad at their kids for getting arrested, and now they get mad at us. The media used to highlight the positive contribution our profession gave to society, and now they either ignore it or twist the truth for controversy to line their own pockets. If someone attacked a cop, they were in trouble. Now we martyr them and sue for millions. With all this talk about racism and racist cops, I've never seen people treated differently because of their race. And while I know that cowards that have never done this job will call me racist for saying it, all I've ever seen was criminal behavior and cops trying to stop it, and they didn't give a rip what the skin color was. I've seen cops help and save any type of race, gender, or ethnicity you can think of, and while that used to mean something, no one cares anymore. I've heard words I've never heard before being a cop. Uncle Tom, cracker, pig, and the N-word, just to name a few. I've heard them thousands of times, and never once did I see a police officer retaliate. They just took it. But today, it's all over. I wouldn't wish this job on my worst enemy. I would never send anyone I cared about into the hell that is the profession that is law enforcement today. It's the only job you can do everything right in and still lose everything. It's the only job where the same citizens you risk your life for hate you for it. You never get to explain. You can never reason with them. The nasty words have now turned into rocks and bottles and gunfire. I've watched it happen to those around me, and I've seen the total destruction of their lives. This job is a walking time bomb, and you could get cancelled or prosecuted on the way on the very next call, even if you do everything right. No profession has to deal with that. Law enforcement is tasked with saving lives. I've seen cops risk their own lives when they shouldn't have, just to keep from taking one. Cowards are all around us. From chiefs to sheriffs to politicians, no one has our back. This weekend I received death threats for just doing my job. Now, it's just a regular Monday. There will be more threats, more accusations of racism, and more lies told about us. I used to talk cops out of leaving the job. Now, I'm encouraging them. It's over, America. You finally did it. Signed, Travis Yates, Police Commander, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was a year ago. God bless everyone who's still a law enforcement officer.
Chuck Schumer, what did you just find inside Nancy Pelosi's head?
There was a Flabellina Occhilini in there.
That's the only possible answer. There is no other rational explanation for that woman does every single day. What is she going to do when sleepy, creepy Biden gives his address to the nation? Won't be ripping up a speech, that's for sure. The latest you can expect, a little tease for Biden's speech. He's probably going to call, this is from justthenews.com, Nicholas Balashi, for a $4 trillion spending bill during his address to Congress. Yes, $4 trillion in new federal spending. Are you ready for that? Are you happy about that? His deputy, Vice President Harris. This is from the Why Isn't This an SNL Skit pile of articles. Edwin Mora, good buddy at Breitbart. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to the president of Finland this week about addressing the surge of illegal migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador before talking to the heads of states of Salvador, Honduras, or Guatemala. Because Finland, I don't know, but Finland, you know, over there in Northern Europe, that's who you need to talk to about the 6,000 illegal immigrants coming across the border every single day. And then, news from his administration and what he's done to ICE. Yesterday, the Biden administration acted to stop Immigration and Customs Enforcement, his own agency, from making any immigration arrests at courthouses in America, reversing the Trump administration's policy. Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security, issued the directives to ICE and CBP, placing limits on arrests made at courthouses. Here is what he justified the statement, the decision with. Arrests made outside courthouses have, quote, a chilling effect on migrants. Not illegal aliens, migrants, by the way, who are unwilling to report crimes or testify in court for fear of arrest or deportation. Now let's look at what we did. This is the original directive from the Trump administration. ICE officers are instructed to take immigration enforcement action against, quote, specific targeted aliens with criminal convictions, gang members, and national security or public safety threats. Not anymore. If you're a gang member, if you're a national security threat to America, if you have prior criminal convictions, you're safe. You're safe in a courthouse in America. Now, is it clear whose side they're really on? Yeah, I thought so. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next hour, West Coast Warrior Princess Jennifer Horn and Austin Roos here on America First.